Greetings, friends. Today's talk is on the Mula Sutta. On my website, this sutta is grouped with two others in a series explaining the meaning of becoming, as the Buddha uses the word becoming, and it's an important understanding, and it really lies at the heart of the Buddha's teaching. And it relates directly to what the Buddha awakened to, a dependent origination, which states that from ignorance through 12 observable causative links, all manner of confusion, deluded thinking, and ongoing suffering arises. I'll probably give a talk in more in depth on how that has been so misunderstood and misapplied. But as far as the Mula Sutta, and just to lay a little bit of foundation, it is, again, from ignorance as a requisite condition, all manner of confusion, deluded thinking, and suffering arises. And in that 12-link chain of dependencies, known as dependent origination or dependent co-arising, the ninth link in the chain states that as craving as a requisite condition comes clinging and maintaining. The tenth link is clinging and maintaining as a requisite condition comes becoming. And there's never a modifier there for becoming what. So it has to be taken in the context of what the Buddha is teaching, rather than extrapolated into something now that has changed dependent origination to become a creation myth. And this relates directly to the Mula Sutta. The dependent origination does not describe how the world or phenomena, physical phenomena, came into being. It simply describes how suffering arises. And it's because of the need to make the Buddha's teachings mystical and magical and explain every possible situation that it's used as a creation myth. And it's entirely wrong. And from that point, everything that follows is rooted in that original ignorance that the Buddha hoped to teach, and so that we could bring that to cessation. So in the context of what the Buddha is teaching in independent origination, the Buddha is talking about continuing ignorance rooted in wrong views. And so from clinging and maintaining comes becoming. Unless something's done to interrupt this 12-link chain of dependency, something done to interrupt the process of ongoing ignorance, one can only become further ignorant. The Buddha then taught an eightfold path to recognize and interrupt ongoing ignorance and develop wisdom, and a very specific wisdom of understanding, or profound wisdom of the true nature of the world, described as Four Noble Truths. So the other two suttas in this series, again linked on the web, or not linked on the website, presented on the website, are the Loka and the Bhava Sutta. This is the third sutta in that series, and it's the Mula Sutta. And it relates directly to, let me read it because it'll become more clear. In this sutta, the Buddha asked the assembled monks a rhetorical question. Monks, if those of other sects ask you, in what are all phenomena rooted? How do they come into play? What is their origination? How are they established? What is their foundation? What is their governing principle? And what is their defining state? And what is their heartwood? Where do they gain footing, and what is their cessation? On being asked this, you should reply, all phenomena is rooted in desire. So notice the Buddha, this is not, a creation myth. The Buddha is not teaching that everything in the whole physical universe arises from desire rooted in ignorance. Think of how foolish that is, even though that's kind of a foundation for much of the mystical teachings of Buddhism, that it is ignorance that gives rise and causes the creation of physical phenomena. Of course, that's nonsense. But when dependent origination is misunderstood and misapplied and misappropriated, then anything is possible. But when we remember that it is initial ignorance that causes all manner of confusion, deluded thinking, and suffering, that's a caution against furthering our own ignorance by creating something other than what's true in reality, the Four Noble Truths. So the Buddha states all phenomena are rooted in desire. What he's referring to there is our relationship to the physical world rooted in desire arising from ignorance. So our experience with phenomena and the way that we interpret our experience and resulting confusion, deluded thinking, and suffering is rooted in that initial initial desire or craving. So the Four Noble Truths states that dukkha occurs as a consequence of having a human life. There's going to be suffering. And the Second Noble Truth is craving originates and clinging perpetuates that suffering. That's what the Buddha is referring to here. All phenomena is rooted in desire. All phenomena come into play through attention. And in this sense, attention is another word for what we're holding in mind. Or you could call this wrong mindfulness, holding in mind wrong views. All phenomena come into play through attention or mindfulness, our experience with phenomena. All phenomena have contact as their origination. It's just a simple statement that needs to be pointed out. It is through our five physical senses and that sixth sense, our consciousness meaning our ongoing thinking rooted in ignorance, that our experience with phenomena comes into play. It's just an obvious but necessary statement that to point to the importance of understanding that it is through our senses rooted in ignorance that we're interpreting phenomena, and we're interpreting it in a way that's not rooted in reality. All phenomena has feeling as their establishment. So you could say that nothing becomes real in our minds, and I'm not talking about ultimate reality related to the Four Noble Truths. The experience of something isn't established in our minds until we feel it. And so in this case, it means that we have a reaction to it. And so now we're having a reaction due to a view rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. The reaction locks it into our experience. And so now phenomena has established a false reality in our mind. We're not seeing it clearly. All phenomena have concentration for their foundation. Now the Buddha is in this sutta is subtly taunting, you have to remember the context, is now turning our minds away from the way we're experiencing phenomena rooted in ignorance to a way out of that experience that's prone to confusion, deluded thinking, and ongoing suffering. As we develop concentration, we begin the ability to integrate the Eightfold Path and start seeing things clearly. The Buddha continues, all phenomena have mindfulness as their governing principle. So whatever the Buddha's teaching here is that whatever we hold in mind is going to determine our experience of phenomena, of reality. And if what we're holding in mind is rooted in ignorance, views rooted in ignorance, then that experience is going to cause us to become further ignorant. If what we're holding in mind is framed by the Eightfold Path, the refined mindfulness of the Eightfold Path, then phenomena is going to be increasingly supportive of developing awakening because we're seeing it ever more clearly. All phenomena have discernment as the defining state. So as we're progressing along the path, we're starting to see things clearly. We're discerning things in relation to how they really are rather than through wrong view. And so the defining state of the experience is now supporting our awakening. All phenomena have release as their heartwood. Such an important line in the sutta. Now, when the Buddha's using the word heartwood, he's talking to the heartwood of the Dhamma. What is the heartwood of the Dhamma? The heartwood of the Dhamma is the Eightfold Path. So what an important line. All phenomena have release. He's getting a little excited. All phenomena has release as their heartwood. So if we want release from clinging and maintaining wrong views, we look to the heartwood. We look to the Eightfold Path. If we want to be released from our experience of phenomena that is rooted in ignorance, we must develop the Eightfold Path. Again, the Buddha is not teaching that we gain release from phenomena, as in what some traditions think that when you awaken, you kind of vanish from the physical world. This is nonsense. The Buddha awakened and spent 45 years, the most important and successful 45 years any human being ever lived. It means that we are simply released from our experience of the physical world rooted in ignorance, and now we're living our lives in peace. The Buddha continues, all phenomena gain footing in impermanence. Such an important line. Our experience of phenomena, if it's rooted in ignorance, it's because of a misunderstanding and really an avoidance of the understanding of impermanence. And our talk last night on the Vipalasa Sutta, explaining fabrication, gets into this very nicely and very effectively. But ultimately, the Dhamma is in the heart of the Dhamma, the Eightfold Path, brings profound understanding into the three marks of existence. This is what the Buddha's Dhamma is developed for. Insight into the impermanence of all things, insight into the not self-characteristic, which simply means that views we're holding of ourselves are wrong views. Let go of those views, and they don't constitute a self, and the resulting suffering. So there's this common thread through every one of the Buddha's suttas, and it's certainly presented here. And finally, the Buddha teaches in the Mula Sutta that all phenomena have unbinding as their cessation. That's the end of the sutta. So that concluding line, that in order to be released from the suffering inherent in experienced phenomena rooted in wrong views, we must unbind from those wrong views. And in that way, when we let go of all wrong views rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths, we have unbound ourselves. We have released ourselves from those wrong views, and what remains is right view. This is the essence of the Buddha's teachings. And this is something that we do within the framework of the Eightfold Path. It's not something that can be accomplished by rites and rituals. This is why the Buddha cautioned against those. Next week, I think I'll be giving a talk on the Kalama Sutta, which gets into this idea a little bit deeper of practicing a very pure Dhamma. Because when we start substituting other things, all we're doing is continuing our distracted minds and maintaining views rooted in ignorance. The Buddha never taught anything else to develop awakening except an Eightfold Path. And that Eightfold Path, the Fourth Noble Truth, develops profound understanding of the nature of suffering in the world. When the Buddha described an awakened human being, he described that human being as rightly self-awakened, meaning that they have recognized and abandoned or unbound from all wrong views. The Buddha described that human being as released or unbound. And he described the quality of their understanding as a profound understanding of stress, of suffering. And of course, that points again to the three marks of existence. And in this sutta, it points to the importance of recognizing that it is by attaching ourselves through wrong views to everything that arises, all phenomena, that continues us our suffering. It continues us to become continually more ignorant. But within that phenomena, as the Buddha concludes this sutta, within the environment that our confusion, deluded thinking, and ongoing suffering is present, is the Eightfold Path. And it's that Eightfold Path that can guide us from a confused and deluded mind into the wisdom of a rightly self-awakened human being. And so that's today's talk. I hope you find benefit from this talk. And if you do, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. That helps support the website and these video podcasts and everything else that I do, frankly. So thank you for listening today. Peace.